We know that there's a halacha that you have to pay up to a certain amount of money to buy a mitzvah. A fifth of your money to get a mitzvah. Okay? So here's my shayla. The shayla is, it happens frequently, somebody is traveling through the night or something like that on Hanukkah. Or in general, you have someone, a guy doesn't have a permanent home. Okay, but they're traveling or whatever, they're running from place to place. They're not going to be anywhere specific on Hanukkah. So we know that the mitzvah of Hanukkah is to light the neiris in your home. And on the window of your home, or the doorway of your home. But it has to do with your house. The mitzvah of Hanukkah has to do with your house. The mitzvah of Hanukkah, I also shared a Google Doc with you, that if you're connected to a printer, then maybe it will work, but I'm not connected to any printer.
Let me see.
It doesn't work, it's not a t-shirt. Okay, let's just flip it around. Turn it around and switch the orientation. Okay. So basically, we know that Hanukkah is a mitzvah to do on your home. That's the mitzvah. If a person doesn't have a house, there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah in Hanukkah. And I want to prove that point. Okay? So now the question is, what's the pshat on that? So first of all, how do we know that to be true? You have to switch it the other way.
It's good.
It's good enough. What?
Oh, the table?
It's good enough.
Sorry.
Because the table is thin. Okay.
It's good.
So, is the pshat? Let's start with the case of mezuzah. If you don't have a house, are you mechayev to go buy a house so you can put up a mezuzah? It's a mitzvah. You want to go do the mitzvah of a mezuzah? Are you going to go buy a house so you can do the mitzvah of mezuzah? So no, obviously not. The whole mitzvah is to do it on your house. So if Hanukkah also has to do with your house, so are you mechuyev to make sure that you have a house for Hanukkah? Are you make sure you have a house for Hanukkah so you can go light? Or if you don't have a house, then you don't have to light. Someone told me that their Rebbe, wherever they were, in some place, so held that a dormitory, since you only sleep there, but you don't eat there, you don't eat somewhere else, so it's a big suffix. Basically, I don't really know if you really have anywhere that you're mechuyev. So you should move out of the dorm and move into your parents' house for Hanukkah so you could light properly.
That's not your house either.
Well, you're living there now for a week. So that's
okay. You're living in the dorm.
You're not eating there. You don't have meals there. So
what if it's the same dorm?
That's better. I mean, I think this case was there was a cafeteria building somewhere else, and there was a dormitory. What?
He's responsible for having grace.
Yeah. So it was a whole thing. It was interesting. It was interesting, quote unquote, chumrah or whatever.
So living is defined by eating.
Living could be defined by eating or sleeping is machlekes.
But if you have a house and your kitchen is out of order, do you still eat in your house?
Where do you eat?
You eat in a restaurant, or you eat at somebody else's house.
I mean, you don't have a place to eat in your home. I mean, yeah, it's a big question is, let's say you have guests for Shabbos Hanukkah. They're sleeping one place, but they're eating by you. What's their house for Hanukkah?
So my question really is, eating defines...
Yeah, very, very likely. Yeah.
Hotels.
Okay, but hotel, you're in one place. So it could be, is it your room? Is it the... Okay, so these are... So are you mechuyev to go make sure that you have a house to light on Hanukkah? Right? It's negiah people flying. A lot of times you're flying, and if you're flying overnight, so you could leave here before this man adlaka. You get to where you're going after the morning. So overnight you had nowhere to light. So do you say... Well?
You can't compare it to mezuzah. Well,
that's going to be the whole shir. I'll tell you. We'll decide if you compare it to mezuzah. Hold on. Right? Do you say that, well, since the mitzvah is to do it on your home, so therefore, since you don't have a home, you're potter, or it's like an oinus. Really, every person has a chiyuv to go do the mitzvah of Hanukkah. Now, where do you do it? The makom is on your door of your house. You don't have a house, you happen to be, you have nowhere to light, but you're still really chayiv, so you're not doing the mitzvah. So the nafkamina is, how much should you avoid that type of flight? You have a flight. You want to go to Eretz Yisrael, the only way you take a noon flight from here, you land 7 a.m. over there. You're not going to have anywhere to light. And you don't have anyone lighting in your house either for you. So, do you say, well, look, I'll be potter. So, yeah, I'm not going to get the mitzvah of Hanukkah, but I'm not doing anything wrong either. I'm potter. Or do you say, no, I'm putting myself in a matzav of oinus. I'm putting myself in a situation that I can't do the mitzvah, but I really have to do the mitzvah. I just don't have a house to do it on. So therefore, you shouldn't do that.
In theory, you can do it on the airplane. Just cancel.
What?
Can't do it on the airplane.
So some of the Sfarim, I did see Sfarim.
Try it.
I did see Sfarim written now that say, light a candle on your tray, and if they get come blow it out, then they'll blow it out. I mean, it's just so. I mean, now it sounds pretty unlikely that that's shy.
Not so over.
What?
That won't go over.
I don't think that will go over so well.
That's not what I was asking.
I don't know if that's shy at all.
My question was that he has no chiyuv because he has no house, or the house that he has, he's not able to light.
That's not called a house. Oh, well, that's a question. Okay. Because you don't have a private.
I think he was able to light. Like, he was able to light candles. It's LLL, has no problem. Go ahead, light. Right. So
okay. So you want to call? Okay. So that's another shaila. Is a candle a house? Is an airplane? So the closest thing we have to that is tshuvas that are written about boats and about trains. So let's go through. I wish I had the papers here because I'm throwing out the questions there. Everyone's running to assumptions and attacking me. we're only 3 minutes into the shiur. I'm saying, if you're as confused now as when we're over as you are now, then you have a time. Okay, so so first of all, we have to get into agreement that the mitzvah is on the bias. So the Mishnah, the Gemara says ner ish ubeisoy. You're supposed to light on the bias. You're supposed to light on the window. And even this, there's a lot of poskim that say you shouldn't make a bracha on lighting in a shul because a shul is not a bias, but they were masakin to light in a... But other public lightings that have nothing to do with the house has no shaykhis to the mitzvah of Hanukkah because it's not a bias. So there's no mitzvah to light in those places. So, now, there's
what
a...
What about the other way? Is that clear? A bias without the lachish. Meaning... I have a house. I'm not in it.
No.
I'm not in it.
It may be some sort of hybrid, you're saying. So,
same. Exactly.
But you're not having mezuzah either there. So, But if you're living in two batim, you don't have to light in both either. So,
right.
Because you have... Chazal or Misakin that you have on one of your batim light. Maybe al tzachshad, the Gemara says. But,
right.
So the Gemara says like this. There's a takana of a Birkas Haroya. There's something called the Birkas Haroya. Birkas Haroya is a chazal and masakin that if you do not light yourself, then you didn't do the mitzvah. You could at least perform the mitzvah by, if you see someone else's candles, you could see the candles, you can make a Birkas Haroya on those candles. Ashas anisim la'avosina b'yam ma'im b'zman hazeh. You don't say l'hadlik ner, but you say shas anisim, and possibly shechiyon. So, that's only talking about a case that you did not do the mitzvah. Somebody, you didn't do the mitzvah, at least do the Birkas Haroya. By the way, what would be the scenario? What's the scenario that you didn't light yourself, but you could do Birkas Haroya? So nowadays, I had one case, I was telling you, we had a case that it was Bochan Yeshiva, and he's like, they're like sitting there, L'chadoidi, and they're starting to do, Yivonim, some sort of niggin. And then he's like, oh, he forgot to light Ner Hanukkah. So he forgot to light Ner Hanukkah, it's already Shabbos. So what do you do? Mishkech said, go and find someone else's candles and make a Birkas Haroya. Shasanisim. So, Rashi says, Rashi's case is, talking about a guy that doesn't have a bias.
I was going to say, a homeless guy.
Yeah. So Rashi over there in Shabbos, Haroya, Ha'oiver Bashuk, Veroya, Be'echad Hachatzeros, Doilek, Umatzas Vishim Rabbeinu Yitzchak Ben Yehuda, Sha'am Vishim Rabbeinu Yankov, Bloy Huskiko Brochazu, Elu Mishalahidlik Bevesoy. Tell me he didn't like, oh, Leoshev Bisfina. Or he's in a boat. So I guess he's in a boat. Like you're saying, he could see someone else's candles. He doesn't have his own place to light. Mamela is potter. Now, Ramosha in Truvis in Yerdea goes on this Rashi, and he says, you see, from Rashi, a guy does not have a house, he's potter. He's potter from lighting. And don't tell me, maybe he was on the boat, but punked the boat. Maybe he didn't have candles on the boat. Maybe that's what Rashi means. Well, if the point is he didn't have candles, so Rashi just say anyone doesn't have candles. What does he get involved with the boat for? So the result of Moshe, you see, ain't loy mishi out of the mash from Rashi. Mishi ain't loy bayis klal v'yoshen b'chotz, a homeless guy. You don't light. You don't light if you don't have a house. You're a homeless guy, you do not light because the chiyuv was on the bayis. Okay? So that's what Moshe says. The Maharsham says that the boat of why didn't the guy light on the boat? That was your question. Why didn't the guy light on the boat? Isn't the boat considered some sort of house? So the Maharsham says, because Maharsham was talking if the guy has a is on a ban, right? A train. So he's on the train, so he said if he has a split space to sleep, a miyuchadikas place, that's considered a room. The fact that it's moving doesn't matter, and then you should light on the train. And he says, this is Rashi saying you don't light on a boat, it's talking about a boat that has no cover. So by definition, a house has to have a roof. It doesn't have a roof, it's not a house, so that's what Rashi was talking about. It wasn't talking about our cruise ships or whatever. It's talking about a boat, the guy's traveling on, he has nowhere to go, so that's where he's on that boat. But if a guy is on a train and has a covered place and he has a place to stay and to sleep, he shaka should light on the train. That's what he said. But that's the idea of having a house. You have a house, the chiv's on the house. The chiv, you have to have a house to light. But we still didn't get down to our point. Is it like mezuzah or not?
Light on the train, lacking light in the door.
Because he eats and sleeps on the train. You think it, right? I don't know. I don't know what to do. A guy comes for Shabbos and you put him up next door. He's sleeping there, eating here. What's his house for Hanukkah?
Someone goes to a Hanukkah Masibah way before Shkia and he's going to be there. No.
So Hanukkah Masibah is Zichron, not your house. It's Zichron, not your house. That's not your house.
He said it's not for Hanukkah. I go to someone's house for a Hanukkah Masibah. You give him a dollar, you come up with that, even if you're not sleeping there.
No, but that's not your house on any level. You're not sleeping
why
there.
Why can't you make a bracha in one of the places, not be mosque? Light in both places.
Why not?
I mean, why can't you? You could, because like you have to.
What?
You could, because you have to. Yeah.
In yeshivas, they light where they eat.
In yeshivas, they generally light where they eat, but it's not clear that that's the ikra halacha. It could be that's for safety.
Right.
That's what yeshiva told us. That's what Meir Stern told us. It's for safety. The way he said it is let's say something chas v'shalom happens, so something chas v'shalom happens. So Passaic, this yeshiva is not a big town. The fire trucks are going to come. And then let's say there's a fire somewhere else. So you're putting that guy in Sakana. I guess that's what he said. So anyway, the point is that you need a makom yuchad to light, and it has to be your house. If you don't have a house, you're potter. Now our question is it like mezuzah? That if you're potter, it means you don't have the mitzvah, or you really have the mitzvah because Chazal want every yid just like you have to put on tefillin. But it's like you have a mitzvah to put on tefillin, but Nebuch, you have no arms, you're potter, right? So really, you have a mitzvah, but you don't have nowhere to do it, or you have no mitzvah because all mitzvahs to do it like the bias, like the mezuzah. So there's a taisus in sukkah. Taisus in sukkah says, why were they misak in this bracha of royeh? It's a strange thing. Why would they misak in the bracha of Roy? They won't misak in bracha. If you don't have matzah and you see someone else's matzah, make a bracha on the matzah. You don't have tefillin. You have someone else's tefillin, make a bracha on the tefillin. Why here they were misak in this thing? You don't have neiris, but someone else has neiris. Go misak in bracha when you see his neiris. Why? This is a very unique bracha. Zuck Tais says, because there's a lot of times people cannot do the mitzvah because they don't have a house. And therefore, ve'ein bi'adam l'kayim a mitzvah. And this is what he says. But according to that, I don't know why they didn't do it on a mezuzah. They should have done it on a mezuzah also. I mean, this is mashma that Ner Chanukah is like mezuzah. If you don't have a house, you're potter. But they were misak in a backup way to be shaykh to the mitzvah. At least you could see someone else's. So they should have done that on a mezuzah. Let's see, you don't have a mezuzah. I never had the schus of doing mitzvah mezuzah in my life, but I passed by a mezuzah. Maybe I should be allowed to make a bracha of roya on the mezuzah. So it's mashia from Tosfos that the chiyuv is only on the bias. If you don't have a bias, you're potter. So again, so the shaila here is, are you going to go spend money? Are you going to go spend money to get yourself a bias? So according to this, you would be potter because you have no mitzvah. Okay? So do you have to go change your ticket? How much money do you have to spend to change your ticket? You're going to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to miss a night of lighting. How much money do you have to spend? So if the pshat would be, you have to get the more expensive ticket so you could light, because otherwise you're putting yourself in oinus and you have to spend up to a chaymish of your nechassim to become the mitzvah. Or do you say, no, I don't have a mitzvah that night, it's fine. That night I won't have a mitzvah. It's a big nafkamina, l'chaira. Right?
Is this specific to Nerchanik?
Yeah, because Nerchanik is this shayla, is that it's shy to the bias, but if you don't have a bias, are you really chayiv or not? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings down a machloikis between himself and his shver. So he says that he held, like Rashi, we read now, and like this Tosis and Sukkah, that someone that has no house is potter. Rabbi Yasha said someone that has no house is mechuyev to go and spend money and make sure they find themselves a house for Chanukah. You can't have no house for Chanukah because then you won't be doing the mitzvah. And Rabbi Yasha held that it's not an excuse. You'll be potter. You have an oinus. You're not going to have anywhere to do the mitzvah. But lemaisa, you have a chiyuv and you're not being mekayimet. So Dr. Balyashev, what's Dr. B'chaim? Then I was looking around for a raya to Rabbi Balyashev. So I found a raya. It's a very interesting raya from the Lashon of the Rambam, but we don't have Rambams here. Anyway, the Rambam says, the Rambam says there's two types of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah which he calls is a mitzvah, mitzvah shadam chayiv lehishtadel. You have to go get it, like sukkah, lulav, matzah. You have to. V'yesh mitzvah she'ena chayivel. There's a mitzvah, it's not obligated. It's not chayiv to get a house. He says, She'ein adam chayiv lishkan bebayis. Ha chayiv mezuzah. Kadesh yasmu. You don't have to go buy a house to do mezuzah. El imrata lishkan koyama bo'ayel bisfina yesh. If you want to go live your whole life in a boat or in a place that's potter for mezuzah, you could, no problem. Then the Rambam says, and there's also mitzvahs derabanan that you're chayiv to do, like mezuzah, like Chanukah. Sounds like Chanukah is like the first category, just on the derabanan level. Meaning Chanukah is not like mezuzah. Chanukah, you're mechuyev to go figure out how to do the mitzvah of Chanukah.
Okay. Do you put mezuzahs on a boat?
That's a very good question. It's a good question. There's a long tshuva written by, I think, the Prima Gadim or someone. The source for this is that tshuva. I don't remember who wrote the tshuva. And the whole tshuva is based on the question if Noach had a mezuzah on his teva. He lived there for a year. He lived there for a year. And did he have a mezuzah? And there was three floors. It's a whole...
Doors? Huh? I don't know. Did he have doors?
Well, he had a door into the teva.
Okay, but what if you take a door and you totally seal it up? I'm not opening this door for a
year. Well, you're going to open it for a year later, you know. So, you know.
There were rooms.
So let's go. What does the Oilam hold about the following shiloh? Rav Shlomo Zalman has the following shiloh. Amazing shiloh. Great shiloh. You're by your family, your in-laws, or wherever you're going. You're by your family for Shabbos Chanukah. You went for Shabbos Chanukah, and you survived. And now comes Motzei Shabbos, and you got to get out of there. That's it. I'm done. So Motzei Shabbos, I'm leaving. Right, so now, for the duration of Shabbos, your house was the host that you're staying by, right? Your parents, whatever, your host that you were staying, your family member, that was your house for Shabbos, and Motzei Shabbos comes as Man Adlaka, it's still basically your house, right? But right after you light, you're going to leave. So Shlomo Zalman says, the halacha is that you have to put in enough oil to last a half hour. So Zuktu Shlomo Zalman, you also have to own the house for a half hour. Right? Just like if you wouldn't have oil that would last a half hour, you would be potter. So he says, let's say I'm closing on my house, I'm selling it, and the sale is effective. You know, we're gonna make the sale effective at 7 p.m. So I'm gonna light at 6:45. So for after 15 minutes, it's not my house anymore. So can you light in such a case? Because for the half hour, it's not my house. Just like if I wouldn't have oil for a half hour, if I don't have a house for a half hour, so I'm potter. Or whatever, I'm not Mechamed Mitzvah.
Well, sleep
right, so he says, if you were there, and you're still there, and you didn't leave yet, so it's still considered your house, even if you're not going to sleep there tonight. But right now, you slept there last night, you ate there today, you're still there. But if
you have to be there for the half hour?
That says Kashayla. Yeah.
Not physically. It has to be your bias for the half hour.
So how does that work?
Yeah, physically, basically.
Going back home after I light, I have to stay there for the half hour.
If you get in your car, right, if all these, right, we used to always have, I drove from Lakewood to Baltimore, and then I want to get back home, I want to get back to Lakewood, so I light and leave. I packed up my car and go. So that means I'm not staying there anymore.
So it's considered your bias.
Okay, but so you're actually out. I'm saying
you're on your way home. You already left. It's still considered your bias just because you were there for Shabbos.
If you stay there, if you light at the time you light, it's still your house. But there are clouds. That's how we pass in.
But if you go, you're going to leave. You light in the other place.
And if you leave a minute later, so the candles were lit in your house for half an hour.
That's the Shaila. Uh-huh. If you lit and you know that you're leaving in a minute after you light. So the pshat is it's just the equivalent of not having put in a half hour of oil. You don't have you put in a half hour of oil, but you don't have the house for a half hour.
You wait.
Everyone comes up to Grace Aitzes. Obviously, if you're going to wait, it's good. My shayla is, do you have to wait?
Listen, the oil, meaning if you, let's say this is the case, you have the house, meaning...
I have the house, like, but I know it's Ruach Metzuya. It's like a Ruach Metzuya that I know that I'm leaving within a half hour.
Isn't still your trip? Meaning, it's like when you lift, you have enough oil for a half an hour, but then
you know someone's gonna pick up the menorah and take it away in a minute as soon as you finish lighting.
Is that the same thing?
Well, it's the same thing we started with the airplane. Does that work? I'm gonna light the candle. I know that that's the second that they see it to put
right,
it out.
Yeah.
So does that work?
You could theoretically say, meaning it's shy, just like the oil. If it would blow out, but you had enough oil for a half an hour. You could stay for half an hour. You just chose to leave.
Okay, so this is a good question. So you can get onto the Islamdis. The shaila is, does it really depend on all this? Or do you say, if the pshat is that it's like a mezuzah, so then taka, you need to come onto some lumdus, you have to have the house for a half hour. I'm not sure 100% if you go the other way, does it really, you know, totally that? But all these svaras, Rav Shlomo Zalman Dan's, all these svaras, Rav Shlomo Zalman Dan's a case where in actually saw the light outside, if you know there's a strong wind, it's going to be put out in a half hour. He done the case of the airplane. All these cases you know, but the interesting shaila of the house, you actually have to stay there for a half hour after the Zman Hadlaka, because otherwise you don't have a house at that point. It's not considered your house. A Hanukkah party is not considered your house. You stayed in your house, you're going back to your house, you're just going out, you know, visiting people. That doesn't become your house, and you have to let in your home. But here, where you stayed and slept with someone for Shabbos, that became your house for Shabbos, and it's still your house now. Matzah Shabbos, that's where we have the shayla.
Is that a light when you stay for Shabbos, or light much later at night when you're sleeping?
Right.
Where's better?
It's a good shayla. I personally, if you're not going to stay for a decent amount of time, you're just mom's running out, then maybe you should light where you're going. But if you're going to stay and for bring a little bit, you're going to stay for Lav Malka or whatever, then you should light right away.
Why don't light it on the rocks? You go from bring, I'll stay.
What?
You don't light it on.
In a case where you're away for Shabbos and you're staying Motzei Shabbos for a few hours, I would light there where you're staying. If you're leaving right away, like our case, and you're going to, the shaila would be, let's say you're leaving right away and you're going on a plane. You're not going to have a place to light. Or you're going to get back and you're by yourself, 2 in the morning. If you're with your family, 2 in the morning, you can light in your home when you get home. But to be the avodah zman. So that's why you should stay where you are for at least a half hour. But that's an interesting case which Shlomo Zalman has. Now, what's it called? Now, this machloikas seems to be a machloikas between the Bach and the Magen Avraham. Very interesting shaila. The shaila was another nafkamina is if a person is traveling, but they have someone lighting for them at home. They have someone, they have their family's home, and the family's going to be lighting for them at home. But, so technically he's Yoytze. He's Yoytze with his family lighting for him. The Shaila is, the Shaila that Rav Gedalia Felder had, he sent it to the Milchas Yitzchak, was that he's traveling from Europe, and the Zman that she's lighting for him, his wife, is before Hanukkah for him. So now she's lighting for him, but it didn't work for him. By the time it's Hanukkah for him, the candles are out in his house. So does it work? Does it go by where his house is? His house has a menorah. Or does it go by him because he never lit? I'm going to have the Shaila this year because I'm going to Argentina on Sunday. So over there, even though it's the same time zone, but over there it's the summer. So the Shkia is much later. So by the time that my family lights here, I'm going to be over there, still in the middle of the day. So I can't go with the family lighting. What? No, I'm going to land in the day. I'm going to be at night, but I don't know where I'm going to be at night. I'm going to a hotel or something for one night. I don't have a good place to light, really. So figure it out.
The hotel doesn't let you light fire in the room, even if you technically light anyway, then it's considered like a nerve guzzle, and if you're not going to say, there it is.
You're allowed, in Argentina, you're allowed to steal. It's fine. That's like the most kosher stealing you're, you know.
It's against the policy being in the room, so therefore you don't have to trust the room anymore. There's a whole
hash about
this, but from the
glorification,
the
Hanukkah
break, and light in the hotel room.
Right. So, I have to think about how to do it.
The room is stolen.
But there's an interesting Shaila. So, now, if your wife lit for you, and it's the same time zone, and it's all good. Your wife lit for you, and you're traveling, and your family, so your house has a menorah in it. And she lit for you already. At that point, should you make a Birkas Haroya or not? Does Birkas Haroya, you're on the road, you don't have anywhere good to light, so make a Birkas Haroya. So should you make a Birkas Haroya because you're not lighting, or do you say, no, but you fulfilled the mitzvah. I did someone lighting from your house. So since you fulfilled the mitzvah, you don't make a Birkas Haroya. Birkas Haroya is for someone that didn't do the mitzvah. I did the mitzvah. My house has a menorah.
I'm doing the mitzvah, you don't make that.
Why do you need that, going away? Any cases like that, Ayideh Shlid?
Me?
Right, there's cases where you can light
all your day. Shalaya, Mishalai Hidlik, Ve'in Asad Lhadlik, Ve'gam Ein Madlik in Allah Besoich Beisoy, Kisharoya, Ner Chanukah, Mavar Shas Anisim. So they didn't light for you in your house. Ubilari Shemavar Gam Shechion. Now, So let's say another question. Your wife, you were away the first night at Hanukkah, and your wife lit for you in the house, and you come back second night. Do you make Shechion on the second night? I think that's the Shaila here. So, do you make Shechion on the second night?
Why does it matter if you are in a different time zone?
Forget different
why
time
zone. That's still a different day. Why isn't that still day based and waiting for you?
No, because it depends. If the chiyuv is on your house, so the chiyuv is on your house, has a menorah. But if the chiyuv is on you, and the way you do it is by lighting in your house, so they did it for me when it was not my mitzvah. Now that it's my mitzvah, no one's lighting for me. And the house is just the location for the gavra's chiyuv. If the gavra's not in that place, then no one lit for it. But the shaila is, your wife lit for you, you come back the second night, you make a shachianu. So the Bach says that really, this that we say, that the mitzvah is doing on the house, the Bach says, that's the mitzvah shemutal al beisoy, but there's another mitzvah shemutal al gufoy. And the way the Machzah Shekel explains it is that there's two mitzvahs. the mitzvah of persume nisa that's on the house. But then there's the mitzvah of haidah. There's a mitzvah to thank Hashem for the miracle. You have to do that yourself. So that you never fulfilled. And the mail of that, when you come back the second night, you should make shechion on that chiluk of the mitzvah. Magen Avraham says, no, there's only one mitzvah on the bayis. There's no second part of the mitzvah on the gavra. And mail, you fulfilled the whole mitzvah. So it seems like this machlokes bach, Magen Avraham, is really this shaila. Whether the entire mitzvah is on the bayis, or is there an element that's mutal on the person himself also? So, Lemaisa, this is the time zone question is an interesting nafkamina of this shaila, or the case I'm going to be in, which is not a time zone shaila, but it's the shkia shaila, that they're lighting for you in your house before it's Hanukkah for you. So what do you do? So I think it depends on this. If the mitzvah is your house, your pata, but if the mitzvah is you, you have to do it. You didn't do it. It seems to be a machlokes.
What about the mitzvah when you don't have a bias and you're walking? What is that?
No, so that's why they were misakin. And since a lot of people can't, that's a shaykhis to the mitzvah by doing birkas arayim. And that's Tosis kasha. Why weren't they misakin on mezuzah? That's Tosis and Sukkas kasha. They should have been misakin that on mezuzah also.
I mean, it's not like a chaluk, it's just a totally different mitzvah.
Right, there's a mitzvah of you're only doing haidah, but at least you're shaykh to the mitzvah like day haidah. But you're not really.
And if there's, in other words, if you have a bias, there's no mitzvah haidah.
Or you mekayim it with the adlak also. Because you're there, you're saying it, shachyan, shasanisim, you're saying it, so.
What about the case when you're not saying it, when your wife lived for you, so you say you don't make a shachyan the next night, so.
If your wife lit for you, so what? That's the Magen Avraham saying. If your wife lit for you, so that's the mitzvah. The entire mitzvah is the haidah, and you did it. The Bach is saying, no, there's two elements to the mitzvah, so you do one of them at least. That's what you're saying.
If she lights for you, you can make a Birkas Araya.
If she lights for you at home, then we pass and you don't make a Birkas Araya.
Not
Shachyam
either?
What?
Not Shachyam either.
Right. So now the Shaila is, right, so my case. My case, by the time it's night for me.
It's no longer Hanukkah for her.
What?
It's no longer even Hanukkah for her.
No, we're talking about Sunday night. It's still the last night of Hanukkah. By the time it's Shkia over there, it's like 7 p.m., 8 p.m. It's in the summer. Here Shkia is 5. So maybe make sure light big candles that it's still lit 3 hours later.
Have a light later.
Right.
Can you?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Probably a good
idea.
You
end up with two chiyu. These strange cases also. What happens if you're going, like, let's say, from Australia?
Not after Hanukkah. It's still the night of Hanukkah.
You're over the
no.
Dateline. You're the day
I'm not at the dateline. Right. It's still
well,
the Hanukkah.
I'm saying, what happens in that case? That's also weird. You could end up with...
Okay, that's Tam Shaila Kol Tarkula. You have that question. Okay, Rabbi Say.
Why
did I check the analog? Next week there's no share. I'm going to be in Argentina.